Pat Boone here with an important message. Money issues are impacting the family like never before. Not only the rising cost of living, but a war on cash could hurt family finances. My trusted friends at Swiss America have a new report which explains how to win the war on cash, and it's yours free by calling 800-630-1491. 800-630-1491. It sure helped the Boone family. Call right now for this free report. 800-630-1491.
This is John Fuller, and let me take a moment to tell you about an incredible Focus on the Family ministry opportunity called Hope Restored. Thanks to the generosity of friends like you, Focus on the Family is able to provide a safe place for couples in crisis. Couples like Kelly and her husband, who wondered if their relationship would even survive.
My husband was broken and cold and burned out and just made some choices that really hurt our family. And so following that, our marriage just really struggled, and we really were on the verge of losing everything.
Through Focus on the Family's Hope Restored, we provide intensive counseling to hurting husbands and wives, and the results are amazing. Nearly 85%, 4 out of 5 couples who participate in the program are still married 2 years later. But here's where we need your help. Our facilities are operating at full capacity, and there's now an almost 2-month waiting period for couples to attend. You know, 60 days is a long time to wait when you feel ready to give up on your marriage. That's why I'm urging you to help us raise just over $6 million so we can build another Hope Restored facility. We have a matching grant available so you can double your dollars for this important need, but we really need to hear from you today. Help us rescue more marriages like Kelly's.
God is using the things we learn to begin the process of healing, and Focus on the Family has been a huge part in God redeeming us and restoring our family and our marriage. Thank you for all you do.
Donate to Focus on the Family's Hope Restored today when you call 800-A-FAMILY, 800-232-6459, or at focusonthefamily.com.
I mean, one day Jean said to me, I cleaned up a counter or something, and she said, is that slip of paper with that very important phone number?
Uh-oh.
I said, oh, man, it's in the garage in a 50-gallon trash can with wet oatmeal.
Did you say happy digging?
Well, and I have a confession to make. I have dug through the garbage can after Jim has cleaned the garage, and I have pulled things out.
You're going to be hearing more confessions and probably some good advice along the way on dealing with clutter on today's Focus on the Family. Our host is Focus president and author and clutterholic, Jim Daly, and I'm John Fuller.
John, I think we should bring your wife, Dina, into the studio sometime to hear her confessions. Wouldn't
well,
that be a good idea?
She throws so much of my junk and clutter out. So
she's more like me.
She's very proactive, and
oh,
I do appreciate
yay,
it.
Yay, Dina, way to go.
Well, way to go sometimes.
Jean and I have laughed a lot about this broadcast that we recorded just a few years ago. I think it turned into an intervention for me, don't you think?
It sort of seemed like that.
Yes. Jean's very calm here. but you know what? Since then, we've come a long way in this area of clutter control.
Oh, really?
And,
how so?
Well, I still want to get the garage clean, but I think I'm more relaxed about it than I have been in the past. So it's true. Here at Focus on the Family, we want to help you in every area of your life.
Including clean garages.
Yeah, and the irony is I sit here at the microphones, and I'm getting help as well. So we can all get help together as we do life better together. And so often that chaos in the house is a huge stressor, sometimes for both people in the marriage, but sometimes for just one of them. And then you got some real issues to deal with when one is feeling disrespected because this house is never organized, or the other's feeling disrespected because, hey, don't get on my back about it, right? So we're going to cover that today, how to handle it a little better.
Yeah, lessen the stress, help you create a better communication climate with your spouse, and hopefully the end result will be a garage as clean as Jim's. Let's go ahead and hear that conversation now on today's Focus on the Family.
You could eat off that floor. I'm going out on a limb today, John, because I have invited Jean to join me at this broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
to talk about how to whip me into shape. But I thought, you know, as we were talking today, as we're going to talk with Kathy Lipp, I felt like it'd be great to get another female perspective in here, not just Kathy's, but let's get a practitioner in addition to Kathy who's having to do it each and every day. And this that's my wonderful wife, Jean. So welcome, Jean.
Well, thank you. It's fun being here with you today. Although I find it curious that you've invited me to participate in this particular broadcast.
Well, it's kind of got the feel of an intervention, frankly.
Yes.
We've got Kathy Lipp, yes, who writes and speaks and has this book about being organized. And I don't know if you did this intentionally.
Boy, are we walking on eggshells today or what?
Right. Okay. I've noticed that I'm not the guest. I'm not the co-writer with Kathy. That I think, Jim, you're tired of what the garage looks like and the laundry room and the piles of paper.
Is it that
and our
obvious?
Closet.
Oh, I'm in trouble, John.
Unintentionally, you've asked for this.
Okay, now the garage is my domain, so that's not your issue. But let's get into this with our wonderful guest, Kathy Lipp. Kathy, it's great to have you back at Focus on the Family.
I'm a little frightened, but I'm excited to be here.
You don't know what you're stepping into here. You have written this book, The Get Yourself Organized Project, 21 Steps to Less Mess and Stress. And I just thought it'd be wonderful for Jean and I to just talk with you about this today. Now, we're going to get mail. John, you feel it?
How could you do that, Jean?
Jean and I talked about this ahead of time, but it is one of those typical things, Kathy, for our relationship when, you know, the home. Jean does a really good job of getting things organized, and she is a very organized person. I think you do great with the kids. I think for us, though, we can get overwhelmed with time, and then closets build up, and then I come home and I say the stupidest thing a husband could say is, "What is in this closet?" That's not a very smart thing to say, is it, Jean?
No.
Okay, Kathy, so help us out. We're the practical folks that are living it day to day.
Well, and I need you guys to know that I am not approaching this from a Martha Stewart clone who has organized my spices from the time I was able to go. I was a hot mess, okay? And so when I tried to approach organization, I would try other people's methods, and other people were organizing for organized people. You know, they had a system that works for them because they were the ones who put their coloring crayons in color order. And that just wasn't who I was growing up. And so I had to go through the heartache and pain of living a very disorganized life until finally I said, I have to change, because I feel like there are three reasons people want to get organized. It's fear, because they're afraid that they're going to show up at Target and they're going to decline their debit card, or they're going to not be able to pay a mortgage payment or something. There's fear around that. Or shame. You know, I know so many women who have entertained somebody entirely at their front door because they didn't want somebody to come in and see how their house was. But I think the reason that I wanted to be organized was because I wanted to do what God wanted me to do. I had all these plans. I had all these ideas. I had dreams that I figured God had been the one to plant in my heart. And organization are the building blocks to living the life that God's created for you.
Well, what are some of those frustrations? And Jean, you jump in here. I mean, when you're a busy mom, you've got two boys, 10 and 12, you're active. I mean, there's a lot going on. You participate hugely in school with classroom mom and being a monitor and grading papers for the teachers. You're really engaged. Is the issue time? Is it really time?
I know personally, it is so much of it is just getting started.
Yes.
I had heard one time that the definition of a true perfectionist is someone who won't start the project because we fear that we cannot finish it perfectly.
Right.
And I think it would be really helpful today if you could explain how to start.
Right.
How to get started.
Well, it is interesting because when we think of a perfectionist, we think of somebody with a perfectly kept house. And that is a small segment of the perfectionistic population. But I think most of it is like us. It's people who are like, if I can't do it all, I'm not going to start. And so we get trapped into these areas where we say, I'm not even going to start the project, because we also know we've been in that place where we've started a project, we've taken everything out of the closet, and then it's sat there. And we don't want to be that either. So I think the first thing in getting started is saying, okay, I'm going to set aside 15 minutes. That's it. 15 minutes. And I'm only going to take out as much as I could put away. But I have this little system and it helps me, somebody who is a closet perfectionist, a spot perfectionist, deal with a small amount in a short amount of time. And I call this 3 boxes in 2 bags. And one of the boxes is put back. So that's everything.
It's labeled put back.
And it's a purple box so I can remember. And it's got the label that says put back. And so when I'm cleaning out that closet, or let's just say, let's take a drawer. Let's start with a drawer so we don't get overwhelmed. And so I'm going to put things into that drawer. Things I need to put back in the drawer, I'll put into that purple box. Then I have the orange box, which is other rooms. And so it's labeled other rooms. So when I find a shoe in that drawer, I'm going to put it into that. And then I've got a green box that's labeled giveaway. Because I think the hardest thing for us to do is to realize we probably have at least 30% more stuff than we actually need.
Or use.
Or use, exactly. And so I want to fill up that green giveaway box as often as I can. So the put back goes back into that drawer. The other rooms gets put where it needs to go to in the house. The green is the giveaway. So things that I could give to Goodwill, or maybe I know that a friend is looking for a Phillips head screwdriver and I have 6 in this drawer. I could give one away. Then we have garbage and recycling. And so in 15 minutes, I could get through a whole drawer like that and feel a sense of accomplishment, because I think that's part of what we're looking for too. We know that nobody else is going to give us an attaboy because that drawer is cleaned out. But when we see it's cleaned out, we can give ourselves the, hey, I got this accomplished. Mm-hmm. We get our check mark, you know, that check mark in the sky that we're all looking for. And we can deal with those 3 boxes in 2 bags pretty easily, but it's helped us make those decisions.
Kathy, I really like the idea of a purple box for put away, the orange box for something. I love that it's systematic. However, okay, when I hear that,
I know
that's going to take me 18 months to get to Walmart to get my purple box and my orange box. So does it have to be color-coded? Okay,
is this a perfectionist or what?
Okay, and I don't want to add layers to a perfectionist issues. And so I understand that. I happen to find these boxes, and let me just tell you, you can find them at Target. They're right there, I promise you. However, even if you just put a label on it and colored it with a crayon, the reason I have the different colored boxes is because I wanted my kids to also understand green is giveaway, purple is put back. So no, if you just have 3 laundry hampers and 2 bags, you could totally do that.
Okay.
But I needed it for me. I'm very good with colors, and that helps me. Like when I have a red folder on my desk, I know that's the emergency folder. I need to be paying attention to that. So I don't want to give you extra baggage. I'm not going to tell you, you know, that's extra baggage, literally, what to put something in. And I'm not going to tell you the sizes or anything like that. You're going to develop your own system. There is nothing in my book that says you have to do it this way. You find the system that works for you. I've given you tons of guidelines, but I want you to own this so it becomes second nature to you.
Well, Jim, you mentioned the garage. That's a kind of a weak spot for me in this regard, because I buy parts, right? I mean, I've got a project.
Do the parts
I overbuy
go to something?
Too many parts to fix the project,
yeah, okay.
Right? So then I end up with leftovers, but I might need those again, so I put them in a box.
And
8 years later, I still have plumbing parts that I have not needed since. I just need to throw them away, is what you're saying, Kathy.
Or, you know, Facebook is wonderful. You say, I have these parts. Would anybody like them? And somebody is probably working on that project right now.
Well, I'm not emotionally attached to those parts. I can just tell you that.
Exactly.
But you want to hang on to them.
Well, I'm a saver. I mean, there may be some benefit to not spending the money on it again.
Well, I'm the kind of guy, and this is where I get in trouble with Gene. So I throw stuff away left and right. So, I mean, one day Jean said to me, I cleaned up a counter or something, and she said, is that slip of paper with that very important phone number?
Uh-oh.
I said, oh, man, it's in the garage in a 50-gallon trash can with wet oatmeal.
Did you say happy digging?
Well, and I have a confession to make. I have dug through the garbage can after Jim has cleaned the garage, and I have pulled things out. Now, Kathy and I...
What kind of things?
I don't remember, and it wouldn't have had food on it, and I don't know.
Oh, but that's my question. Okay. What did you pull out that I threw
know.
Away?
It was probably some toy for the boys that was in perfectly good
except
shape.
Except it only had one wheel. Right.
And it couldn't have been repaired.
No, Kathy, come on.
She was emotionally attached.
Kathy, how do we, those of us who are emotionally attached to items, right. And I have gotten better over the years. I do want to.
I think I truly
finally parted with the box of bridesmaids' dresses. Not mine, not from my wedding, but that I had worn 20 years prior. I think I finally parted with those. Mm. But I still have the mold from when I got my braces when I was 15. And I did show my boys, and we had a good laugh over that. But I think now I can probably get rid of that.
So here are a couple of questions. Let me just go.
Jim is hoping you will.
I threw those away a long time ago. Sorry to tell you.
No, I dug them back out.
Well, I was joking when I said that toy that only needed one wheel to be repaired. Because unless you're going to go and take it to be repaired right now because it's one of your children's favorite toys, it's better to release it and just get rid of it. But these things that have that emotional attachment, and I love the bridesmaid's dress story. That's not, you know, one thing is, if it's really that precious to you, are you displaying it in your house?
Ooh, that's good.
You know,
that's
because good. If you're not displaying it in your house, now there are a couple of things that maybe you wouldn't want to, but I allow myself, could I have one tub for the things that I'm not displaying in my house, but I want to keep? And it gives me some parameters. It's like saying, I'm going to answer these 10 emails in 15 minutes. When I'm able to box myself in and give myself a goal, it's amazing how easy the decisions become. But when you don't have any criteria for making the decision, everything stays. And so if it's not worthy of being displayed in your house, you have to figure out why you're going to keep it. Is it something that you want to share with your kids? Well, you shared it with them. It's probably time to release the mold.
Your teeth molds from 15 years old.
But having criteria, saying, is this something I'm going to use? Is this something that I would go looking for again and be sad about? Now, there's sometimes when you find things and you're like, isn't that cute? But the nice thing is we can take pictures of stuff and it can have the same emotional impact as actually having the item.
That is very helpful. And I did read in your book, your strategy for conquering the garage. I love this.
Way to go, Kathy.
Yes. Would you mind sharing that about, you know, going through maybe just the sports items?
Yes, yes. Because it's overwhelming because our garage is a catch-all. And, you know, for some people, maybe in other parts of the country, it's their basement or something like that. And so when we say, I'm going to clean the garage today, you are ensuring that there will be a fight, that there will be tears, and somebody is going to slam some door. I mean, there just is, because it is, there's a lot of emotion that's in the garage. So saying,
boy, is that the truth.
It really is. It is a battleground. And so taking that sports equipment and say, we're just going to go through the sports equipment today. And, you know, sometimes there are other decision makers when it comes to sporting equipment. Are your kids actually going to use it again? And so one of the things that I've done recently that has been very helpful to me, when my kids say, I can't believe you're going to throw that away. Of course I'm going to use that. I put blue painter's tape on it and I say, okay, when you use it, take the blue painter tape off. And so I'll know that you've used it. And if it hasn't been used in a year, that baby is going to the Goodwill, where some kid will really appreciate it and will use it on a regular basis. But don't get overwhelmed by saying, okay, we're going to do the sports equipment and now we're going to clean up the paint section and now we're going to do the hobby section, because it's too much for one day. Concentrate on one area of your life.
Well, you're listening to some great insights on a rather fun Focus on the Family broadcast from our guest, Kathy Lipp. Our host is Jim Daly. I'm John Fuller, and Jim's wife, Jean, is here. And we haven't identified if she's a guest or a host, but I think you're kind of a host.
She's
here.
My accountability partner in this one.
Let me ask, at this point in the conversation, the frustration point for the Fuller family is this. Dina and I have come to terms with how different we are, mm-hmm. in terms of organizational abilities and strengths and weaknesses. But our children are the wild cards, because we can clean up the garage, Jim, but within 3 days, my kids have made a mess of it. So talk to me as a parent. What am I supposed to do with that, Mrs. Lipp?
Yellow tape. Yeah. Do not go in the garage for any reason without my permission.
And my thought is, hold on till they're 18. But, you know, that's probably not really helpful. One of the things that I have found that has really changed the dynamics of us and our kids. And we only have one living at home now. So we're in sight. We can see. I know it's very exciting.
No, that's good.
But we have come to understand that when we have sent our kids off to organize, they get frustrated, they get angry, they feel like they're being punished. But when we finally realize we're sending them off to Social Siberia and they hate this, but when we work together, it actually has become such a much more pleasant experience. And plus, kids are young and they can run things upstairs, and as long as they have direction. And so we've come to the understanding we organize as a family. And for some people, that would be really frustrating. And my kids are older, so I admit that. But also, giving kids age-specific tasks that they can do. You know, a five-year-old isn't going to be able to clean their room on their own necessarily. They need some direction. And I think it's really important that we label things, we organize so that our kids have a chance of making it work. I believe that kids' rooms should be organized like a kindergarten room, where there are specific areas, things are labeled.
Bins.
Exactly. So that they know where things are supposed to go instead of trying to make it up and be frustrated.
But Gene, you've done a good job at that in the basement. I mean, you've done a great job labeling things, and the kids have bins for Legos. I mean, are those things annoying or what? You step on them every night.
Yes. Yeah, so the basement,
I have done
pretty well with that. But, Kathy, I wanted to ask specifically about their bedrooms. Mm-hmm. What are you labeling?
I am labeling things like their drawers. This is where your pajamas go. This is where your underwear goes. And it sounds so basic, but kids, you know, depending on their personality type, depending on their skills and abilities, we need to make sure that they know where things go. And we also need to eliminate half the stuff out of their rooms. They have things in there that have no business being in there. And so we need to teach our kids to keep, you know, depending on whether you keep toys in their bedroom, one of the things that we had to do with Legos is you take out one bucket at a time, because I cannot handle more than one bucket at a time. You know, trying to sort, and there are tears because of the Legos, because you have to sort, and you got the Star Wars mixed up with the Cowboys. Oh my goodness. So we need to make sure that we're teaching our kids, you know, when you're done with something, put it away. And it's hard. And it's that training we, you know, need to do to say, if we want them to be organized and self-sufficient later on, we have to take the time right now. And it's hard, and it feels like they're not getting it, but one day they put it away and you want to throw a parade because they actually did what they've been
trained
to
do. Now, do you recommend that you label for your husband as well? Sock drawer, t-shirt drawer.
Fortunately, my husband doesn't have a real problem with
that. Okay, let's stop now. Don't go there, Jean. She was throwing socks at me last night. Put this in your drawer. Put this in your drawer.
Okay, that doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't sound good for me.
I had a pile of sorted socks. They were actually sorted.
That's
okay.
Impressive.
Okay, that's... Yes. And, all right, I need to confess, Troy did that for some extra money.
I think that's genius parenting right there. I really do.
Kathy, let's talk about that teenager. We always bring up that teenager that perhaps has not had the organizational skills taught to them, or they haven't embraced them. Right. So their room is literally a mess. We laugh about it. We see it in movies depicted as green pizza growing mold in there. And what does a parent do with a teenager that hasn't had these attributes and now they're trying to whip them into shape?
Well, I think we need to figure out why we're organizing. Do we want our child to be organized because we want to be able to show their room in the model house tour? Because if that's it, I would say you need to figure out some other system. Mine is not yours.
It could be to keep pest control away from the house.
Now, that is a valid reason. And I think also, if they are constantly frustrated, if they can't find their homework, if they can't find their clothes, things like that, we're not saying you have to keep your room clean to please me. We're saying we want you to have systems in place so that you can get out the door in the morning. Mm. So giving them a reason to organize instead of saying, your room's a mess, you're making me crazy, I just have to close the door. If that's all it is, if they're able to find their homework when, you know, you ask to check it, if they leave the house and are, you know, showered and have clean clothes on, maybe closing the door is not a bad thing. And I've also realized, because my kids went through that phase too, but now I go into my son's room and I can find stuff. And, you know, I'm shocked every time I go in there. Is this the same kid? We're not organizing for the sake of organizing. We're organizing with a purpose in mind.
Well, Kathy, this has had a lot of energy in it. We're talking about a subject that is so common to all of us and hopefully so helpful to you that we'll come back next time. If you can hang with us, can you, Kathy?
I would love it.
Let's come back next time and talk about things like laundry and all those piles of paper and probably much more. Let's do that next time.
That sounds great and overwhelming, but great.
Good.
Well, what a fun and engaging conversation we had that was recorded a couple of years ago with Jim and Jean Daly and Kathy Lipp. And I hope you're motivated to approach your clutter with more confidence. And you might order the download, not the CD, you'll lose that. But you know, maybe the CD is good. Get the download or CD of this two-part conversation. We also have a free resource about avoiding chore wars with your kids. That's been a really popular help. And a copy of Kathy's book, of course, should be on your shelf. The Get Yourself Organized Project. All of this is available for you at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
And John, here at the close, I want to thank all of you who regularly contribute to our work here at Focus. Because of you and your investment and the way the Holy Spirit, the work of God, enters into that, family ministry can take place and lives are being changed because of the work we're doing together. One listener named Barb recently told us this. She says, many years ago in 1977, when Focus was making its debut, my marriage was in serious trouble. We were on the steps of divorce court. When taking my children to school one day, I discovered the Focus on the Family radio broadcast. Each day seemed to speak to me personally. I started reading the Bible more. I started applying it to my life. God turned our lives and marriage around, and I'm happy to report that today we are celebrating 47 years of marriage and have been able to use our experience to lead many other couples to hope in Jesus and help through the Focus ministry. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Well, Barb, thank you from the bottom of our heart, because that's the way it should work.
Yeah, I'm really glad we could be part of her journey for these past 40 years.
No kidding. Wow. John, stories like that are only possible because of God's intervention in the lives of his people and because of the faithful support of people like you. When you become a financial partner, you share in these success stories that are happening literally by the hundreds every day, saving marriages, helping parents, literally introducing people to Christ. Those are the calls and emails and the letters that we're receiving. So if you're able, please make a donation today. And today, with your donation of any amount, we want to send you a copy of the Get Yourself Organized Project, a little intimidating, as our way of saying thanks for your partnership.
And you can contribute at focusonthefamily.com/radio or by calling 800-A-FAMILY, 800, the letter A and the word family. Well, next time, you'll hear some pretty funny insights about dealing with paper clutter.
You know, how many Bed Bath & Beyond coupons does one person need?
Oh, no.
You are hitting the nerve.
That's next time on Focus on the Family. And remember, when you get in touch, let us know how you're listening on our website, through our mobile app, or on our podcast feed. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Jim Daly and the entire team, join us next time as we help you and your family thrive.
When your family gets busy, it's easy to overlook those relationships that are really important, like the one with your spouse. Hi, I'm Jim Daly, and we can help you make your marriage more of a priority with our daily broadcast app from Focus on the Family. This app is easy and convenient to use on your smartphone, and with the touch of a finger, you can hear from leading marriage experts and access great resources for your family. Get Focus on the Family's daily broadcast app today from iTunes or Google Play.